It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Lulley and Steve Nibbs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome to Thomas Johnson High School, where tonight we've got a doubleheader for you. The girls and the boys, Thomas Johnson, the host team tonight, to the Frederick Cadets boys and girls teams. We're going to have a great night of high school basketball. Steve Dipps, former athletic director here at Thomas Johnson High School. You can almost feel the excitement in the air here, even though it's only around 5:20 right now.
It's always a special night for me, Pete. Back before I took over here as AD, when I come and work the games for Tom Dickman. But it's always a special night. Great crowd. The rivalry is there. For the boys tonight, it'll be the 101st game, I believe, because they started in the 67-68 school year, and they played twice. So that'll be instead of that. That kind of takes you back a little bit, you know, as far as how long that this rivalry.
So 67-68
school years when the school opened and they started playing each other twice back then. Great crowd always, whether it's when it's here and then when it's back over Frederick. Always fun. And with rivalry games, you certainly don't know what can happen, and some strange things do happen.
Yes.
Because we've seen them. I've seen them. The energy and the kids being amped up like that for this game certainly comes into play, and you never know. The team gets hot at the right time, and they may not, on paper, weren't supposed to win, but they end up winning the ball game. This adds to it. That's, you know, the excitement that goes with it.
But I remember 2 years ago, 2016.
I can't remember what happened yesterday, much less
2016. Michaela Daniels in this game right here. Of course, she's a recognized star now and is going to Arkansas on a scholarship to play basketball. But she came as a freshman here, and I remember the first time I saw her play, and this fantastic freshman playing against all these upperclassmen, and of course the rest is history. She led them to a state championship, scoring 47 points against Athelton High School last March in the state championship game. Frederick with their second state championship of the decade. They won, of course, in 2011 also. And that's the kind of thing that can happen here tonight. You see a player you haven't really seen. I'm looking at a freshman for Frederick, Rose Bubakar, who I was chatting with just a little while ago to get the pronunciations of some of the players. And she's a freshman, and she'll be playing tonight. It'll be the first time I've seen her play.
Yeah, and that, you know, Kayla, certainly, if you haven't had a chance to come see this young lady play, you certainly ought to get out and come see her. She definitely is. You can see why she's going to a Division I school school to play, because she can play for sure.
She can play.
She's an outstanding player and young lady as well.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come back with the opening tip. They're talking to the captains of the center court. Frederick is on the far side, and right below us, the Thomas Johnson girls team warming up. The records 8-4 for TJ, 8-4 for TJ coming in here, and Frederick girls are 9-2, of course, the defending state champions and the defending region champions. And you'll see most of their players back again. Michaela Daniels, who scored 47 points against Athelton in the state championship game last March. She is here. She's ready to go. And I'll tell you, these Frederick girls are ready to go. I was just down, as I said, chatting with the Rose Bubakar, and they are very excited. This is a big night for them. And the crowd already coming in here. I think we're going to have a big crowd.
Oh, always do, Pete. And it's always, you know, Ed Remus and I discussed this a few years back, that why not have this doubleheader so that everybody gets a chance to see both teams, and in this large arena and a big crowd, that's a win-win, period.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with the opening tip in this first of the intra-city games tonight, the Frederick girls and the Thomas Johnson girls. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at the Thomas Johnson High School gym as the teams continue to warm up and get ready for this first of the intra-city battles tonight, the Frederick girls against the Thomas Johnson girls. Frederick coming in 9-2, coached by Ashley Bush, and Thomas Johnson coming in 8-4, coached by Larry Goines. And I'll tell you, this TJ team has got some new players we're going to see I haven't seen yet, and it's an exciting team. And with that 8-4 record, they've won some big games coming down the stretch.
They need to have it. Talking to Coach Goines earlier, they now have won their last four, so to go to 8-4, so they were right 500, and now they've, I guess things are starting to click on all cylinders, and what a time to have that going for you when you play this caliber of team tonight, and what a big win that would be for them to be able to notch a win here against the very, very good and well-coached Lady Cadets.
The Lady Cadets, what a record. Of course, the state championship in 2011. Cavette Hammond was the head coach then. And under Ashley Bush last March, defeating Athelton in the state championship game and winning another state championship for the Frederick High School girls in 2017. So they have two in the last decade, and they've been contenders in several other of the state tournaments where they fell in the third or second place game. So a tremendous record of achievement in the last 10 years. For the Frederick High School Lady Cadets. And they have a lot of their players back from the championship team last year. TJ, state champions in 1983 and 1989. You were saying, Steve, very interestingly before, in our pregame warm-up, that 1967-68 was the start of this intra-city series.
For the boys, anyway. The girls weren't weren't playing back then yet. So when the school opened, that was when the Frederick TJ rivalry began and still going strong. And like I say, it's always a fun evening, no matter what sport we have going on. It means something to each school for those kids when we play each other.
And the Vegas Gold, they're in their Vegas Gold. The Cadets, the Lady Cadets, coming out right below us as they line up for these pregame introductions. They've had their warm-ups. TJ didn't come out. They only had about 10 minutes of warm-ups. I don't know. They must have been talking to their head coach, Larry Goines, before coming out. And they're now in the Patriot red and white uniforms on the far side of this court as we look out from the balcony right in front of the athletic director's office where you sat for, 20 years there?
Now it's 14 years.
Mike Chavez, who's the AD here at Thomas Johnson High School. But it's a great tradition and a good crowd coming in here. They've already almost filled up the bottom two stands. They've got the upper grandstands open, and they don't always have that open.
No, this is the only game that we would have both all four sets of bleachers open is with this game because of the crowd that usually comes.
And there were people here around 4 o'clock this afternoon already waiting to get in. And, of course, it's springtime in Frederick with the temperature finally above freezing today.
I thought I could go out in a T-shirt and shorts today, Pete.
What a change after what we've been through the last couple of weeks.
I'm going to have the starting lineups first in the national anthem.
All right, they will introduce the visiting Frederick Lady Cadets first, so we'll get to see them, coached by Ashley Bush. All right, and the far side will be TJ. Well, just a little delay here before they start, and then they're going to go for the national anthem. Remember, we'll have the boys' game coming up. That'll be about 7:15 usually when that gets underway. And two good teams there, too. TJ on a real roll with the boys. And, of course, the Frederick boys always competitive, and they've had some ups and downs in their season, but they have some talent, I'll tell you, on that team, having seen them the other night.
And they're on a little bit of a tough spot themselves. They've lost the last two, three of the last four, certainly trying to still find that the consistency that you want to have and that they're used to having, and then being the competitive team that they are year in, year out. So the boys are looking for this could be a big jump start for them from now for the rest of the month and so forth if they can get a W here tonight.
All right, they're still doing some pregame instructions here, so we still don't have
That's a general announcement to everybody.
Yeah, general announcement.
Before every game.
I think they have to go through all that before they'll actually get to the introductions of the teams, and they'll be coming out here. We can go over some of the players, interesting players that are on that Thomas Johnson team. Shantae Whedon, we've seen her before.
Yes.
She's averaging 12.7 points a game, a senior. And Brianna Forbes at 5'8", junior, 6 points, averaging 16.5 points and 2.5 assists a game. Not a bad stat for Brianna there.
No, indeed. Simone Wamsley has been in there as well. She's having a real good year as well. Justine Whiten, she gets in there and battles. Augusta Camara, she's a real tough, hard-nosed little player.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Imani Washington being introduced. I wonder if they're going to introduce the whole team. I think.
No.
No?
33 is the starter.
No, Imani Washington is going out there. We weren't told she was going to be starting, but Jalen Montgomery also getting a start. We were told she was starting, Jalen Montgomery.
21.
21 is also Rihanna Hall. She's a sophomore at 5'7". So we're really not sure. The starting lineup being kind of juggled here. We're not really sure.
Rose
Boubacar, she's a freshman, having a great start. Here comes Michaela Daniels. That's what everyone was waiting for. Michaela Daniels heading to Arkansas on a basketball scholarship. And she is just a junior, so that won't be until a couple of years from now that she'll actually be heading out to Fayetteville, Arkansas, where the University of Arkansas located. Simone Wamsley.
Deja Reed.
Deja Reed. The 5'11 junior, Deja Reed, getting a start tonight for TJ.
Shantae Whedon,
of course, averaging 12.7 points a game, and she's a 5'9 senior. Augusta Camara, the 5'3 senior, averaging 2.8 assists a game. And here's the big scorer this year so far, Brianna Forbes, averaging 16.5 points a game and 2.5 assists a game for the Patriots of Thomas Johnson High School.
Real good height there for both teams.
Yeah, of course, Larry Goins, the head coach of TJ Girls, and Ashley Bush, the head coach for the Frederick Girls, defending state champions. And we'll have our national anthem now from the Thomas Johnson High School gym, which is filling up rapidly. Was it one night the Linganore boys basketball team started singing the national anthem when it was delayed?
We've had to do that every now and then. Is that just,
here we go.
Here we go.
Set to go. The lights are back on. Of course, the spotlight comes out to introduce the Thomas Johnson girls, and we've got the full lighting again now. And a beautiful night for basketball. We should
indeed
be playing this outside.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the 40-degree temperatures.
The shoes are going to be 50s on Friday.
Oh, Pete. Wow.
But then it drops back down to 30.
We
don't have those gradual increase, decrease in temperatures. We go from one extreme to the other.
that's what it's been lately, and we'll have it again. But they're going to take photos and everything of the jump ball out here, and the officials working the game. Of course, remember the 35-second shot clock in both boys and girls basketball now in the state of Maryland. So you have to keep that in mind. Good defense will work that clock down, and that'll be something to keep our eyes on. Jumping center for Frederick will be Brianna Forbes, averaging 16.5 points a game.
I think Simone Wamsley will be jumping for TJ.
So Wamsley out there for the TJ girls, and Forbes for the Frederick girls. Frederick will be going from our right to our left as we start out here. There's eight-minute quarters in girls' high school basketball in the state of Maryland, and we get some kind of a delay here. I'm not sure what's going on.
The officials are discussing some aspect of...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what.
Don't know how long a delay it'll be here. No, I guess, okay, he's ready to go now. They're ready to go, so whatever it was taken care of. And once again, Brianna Forbes jumping against Shantae Whedon of Thomas Johnson. Frederick will be going from our right to our left as we look out on the court. And it's filling up rapidly. The lower sections of the stands here to the right and left are just about full already, and more people coming in.
They're waiting for something about, I don't know if it's the clock.
Yeah, something's not right. They're still delayed here.
There's Brian. He's the master of...
Who is that down
Brian
there?
Brian McGraw, my assistant athletic director.
Oh, Brian. Brian McGraw, yeah.
He's got... He's the man. When you have something wrong with the clock, he was the one that always bailed me out because I'm didn't have all that my head. He does.
Oh, I know.
Job here, Brian.
I know what you mean.
Now, looks like... Don't know.
Ashley Bush.
Looks like we're ready.
We're going to go here, and it'll be Rose Camara, Rose Bubakar, freshman, jumping at center, and she got the tip, and the Frederick girls, Michaela Daniels, right to the basket, puts it in. Daniels to make it 2-0 Frederick.
They sealed off that side, and she just took it right down the lane.
Oh, man. She didn't waste any time. Coming the other way, the scoop shot is up and in as Shantae Whedon answers.
Wow.
And she'll go to the line for one shot.
She is very quick, and boy, she took it to the hole and did the alley-oop up to oop-de-doo shot up and under, and it went in and got fouled.
They're both wearing number 23. Whedon can put her team ahead here. It's 2-2. The shot is up, and it is no good. The score stays tied at 2-2.
Simone Wamsley battle
on the floor, and finally picked up by Michaela Daniels. She comes the other way for Frederick. As the Frederick girls and TJ are tied here, 2-2, right down the lane goes Daniels, losing control of the ball, gets it back, couldn't get the shot off. She feeds it up now, shot from the free throw line with 17 seconds of the shot clock. That doesn't go, it goes out of bounds, touched by TJ, so it'll be Frederick ball.
And Simone Wamsley came off the iron real hard and surprised her, and she tried to grab it, hit her hand, and went out of bounds.
All right, we're set to go here. We're tied 2-7, 26 to go. First quarter, Frederick and Thomas Johnson. We got the defending state champion, Frederick High School Cadets.
Better hurry and get it in. It's going to be 5 seconds.
Basketball. Ooh. Boy, she almost didn't.
Yep.
It was knocked back out of bounds, so it'll stay Frederick ball. Again, they'll get it. Try to get it in here.
Good defense by... Oh, it goes to TJ.
Okay, the turnover, but she didn't get it in 5 seconds, and TJ will put the ball in play. Score still tied 2-2. They'll have to go the length of the court, and here they go. Here's shot.
Whedon,
she almost got it. Ball went around.
What a rebound.
The tip is up and in.
What a rebound by Daisha Reed.
Daisha
wow.
Reed in there to get that rebound, and it's 4-2 in favor of TJ.
She made a heck of an effort to get that ball and put it right back up.
Michaela Daniels with it now for the Frederick girls. Driving along the baseline, putting up. No, that's too weak. McDaniels almost had the rebound, and the rebound is chased down and taken down now. Frederick will keep possession. There was a foul underneath. 4-2 in favor of TJ. The foul is on TJ, though, and Frederick will go to the line in the act of shooting, they say.
Kayla Daniels just has all the tools, that's for sure. Boy, she knows how to very quick and then very, very good in handling the ball.
She gets the free throw. The shot is up and no good. She'll get another shot. She gets a pat on the back by the freshman, Rose Bubakar, who's also in there. And also in there now we see Imani Washington. Shot is up and good by Daniels, and she makes it 4-3.
Oh, backcourt trap, and they got it.
Frederick on a steal right away. McDaniels with a three. Ooh, it's good. Daniels seeking a three-point shot.
How do you do?
And it's now 6-4 Frederick. And they got an all-court pressure on. They steal the ball up the other end. Daniels again, and she scores again. Daniels with a steal and a basket. And it's now 8-4 Frederick.
And now
TJ throws it away. They're going to have to get a timeout here. 8-4 the score. Frederick has just got reeled off six straight points with two steals. And Daniels with a couple of baskets. And Frederick has that ball again. They are just very talented. Rihanna Hall with it now. She just came into the game. Rihanna Hall has her pocket picked by Whedon. Shante Whedon drives. She missed the layup.
She should have gone the left side. She went all the way under.
You're right. Rihanna Hall gets the rebound for Frederick. Puts up a 15-foot jumper. That's good.
Wow. Barry Goins calls a timeout, but she's get calm the girls down, get them. So 8-0 run here for Frederick.
10-4. It was 4-2 Frederick, 4-2 TJ. Now it's 10-4 Frederick with 6:12 to go. First quarter. Michaela Daniels putting on an offensive show early here with 8 points.
You don't want to bring the inbounds pass, and Coach Goins is going over that. You don't want to get yourself over in that corner because they're trapping and they're not able to get any help. And they stole two passes, got buckets, had forced them to throw the ball too far and went out of bounds. Came back, got the other. So,
see, Daisha Reed will stay in there. Of course, Shante Whedon staying into the game. Augusta Kamara in the game for Thomas Johnson. We'll pick up some of these other numbers for you.
I said Forbes.
Simone Walmsley, of course. Walmsley will put the ball in play now, and she'll have to do so in front of the spread arms of Bubakar, the freshman for Frederick. And Bubakar might have got a hand on it, and they have trouble getting the ball in. Ooh. But finally, the ball is picked up over here by Shante Whedon.
Nice
she throws
pass.
The ball underneath, puts it up, no good, but there's going to be a foul on the play. As going up very quickly was Daisha Reed.
Nice drop-in pass by Shante into Daisha.
Daisha's at the line. Daisha, a 5'11 junior, averaging 9 points a game. She'll get two shots here at the line with 6:05 to go first quarter.
Two quick fouls on Jalen Montgomery, so she'll be probably having a seat here.
Daisha's shot is good. Daisha Reed, she's got 3 points now.
Kirsten Lithicum coming in for Frederick as Jalen takes a seat with two fouls here in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter.
Lithicum right below us. Daisha Reed now with her free throw up and in, as that's all net by Daisha Reed. And 4 points for her tonight. It's now 10-6. Frederick, 6:02 to go first quarter. Jumper again put up from the outside. It's a 20-footer. Won't go. Rebound up and in by Bubakar, the freshman.
Well, she boxed out extremely well, Matt.
Just cleaning house on that box out and got the rebound all by herself. And Whedon tried to do everything, and she loses the ball to Daniels. Daniels comes back the other way. Daniels stops, bounce pass, the ball loose right at the top of the key. There's a whistle.
I think they're going to call a foul on Daisha Reed reaching in.
I think you're right. Somebody got a little overactive there. That's two team fouls now on the Patriots, and each team now has two team fouls. 5:37 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-6 Frederick. But here comes. And that was a travel. Travel up there.
I don't know what the problem was.
It was a call along the sideline, the far sideline, right in front of the TJ bench. Not sure what it was, what the indication is. The score 12-6 in favor of TJ. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. And they're going to give it to Kristen Linthicum. And Frederick's going to have the ball under their own basket with a 6-point lead already. And Linthicum just fires that ball in.
And a jump ball, almost.
Almost a jump ball. And
nice play by Augusta.
Aggressive defense, skits the ball away. It's knocked out of bounds off of Frederick. It'll be a TJ ball.
TJ needs to get help. Real help on this backcourt pressure. They got to get the ball up the court, and they're having
Simone
trouble.
Simone Walmsley gets it in. Simone passing ahead, finally breaks out, stolen away by Linthicum. Comes the other way for Frederick. Kristen Linthicum. She feeds off on the left side now. Trying to drive the baseline, but this baseline jumper won't go, but there's going to be a foul on the play. That's Rihanna Hall of Frederick, and Rihanna Hall will go to the line.
I think that's the foul will be on Augusta Kamara. Her first. Team's third.
That's three team fouls on TJ now, and at the line for two shots here is Rihanna Hall. She's already got one basket, a good-looking sophomore, and she, in and out, rattles around and goes out.
So, Monty Washington goes out, and Don't have a name for 15.
15, Savannah Riddinger.
Oh, there she is, Savannah Riddinger. Okay.
His shot is up, and it is good. A second foul shot is good for Hall. She has 3 points now on the night. Here comes TJ trying to go on the attack again, and a steal by Linthicum. She snuck up and took it right out of the hands of the TJ player, and Linthicum comes back. Three-point shot by Frederick won't go. Rebound taken by TJ. TJ will come right back now. As the Patriots on the move here with 4:56 to go first quarter, it's 13-6 in favor of Frederick. And there's a steal by Frederick coming the other way. Riddinger.
Oh, nice block.
Has the ball blocked.
Stepped on the line. TJ Ball.
So it will be TJ Ball going over to TJ here.
Good hustle back by Shante Whedon to make that defensive play.
And substitutions for TJ now.
Justine Whedon coming in for TJ.
Justin Whiten coming in for TJ. Shante Whedon looks like she's going to drive to the basket. She tries to throw a pass. It's the edge of the backboard, taken away by Riddinger. Now TJ breaks it up.
Brianna Forbes.
TJ coming the other way. Forbes drives in, puts it up and in.
Nicely done by Brianna Forbes. Stole the ball and went coast to coast on that one.
She's the big scorer this year for them. Coming up is Linthicum now. Linthicum with Rihanna Hall also in the backcourt. Linthicum at the top of the key now. Looking at the defense. Augusta Camara right in her face. She passes over on the right side. It goes to Rihanna Hall. Now it goes to Daniels. Daniels was going to drive and decides not to. Now Riddinger puts up a hook shot. That won't go. TJ has the rebound. Getting in there for the rebound, Justine Whiten. That ball comes up very quickly now for TJ Whiten. Has it from the top of the key. A three-point shot, and it's an air ball. And Frederick will take it the other way with 3:52 to go in the first quarter. 13-8, Frederick over TJ.
Got a substitution. Tiana Fitzgerald coming in for Shante Whedon.
So Shante sits down. And bringing the ball up is Frederick's Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall, the 5'7" sophomore, challenged at the top of the key. She dribbles to the left, to the right,
nice
still on her
over.
Feet with a crossover. She drives to the basket, puts it up, and bounces around the rim, won't go in, and there's going to be a foul call.
I think that's going to be on Deanna Fitzgerald. Real nice crossover dribble there. Got made to get by her, and Deanna recovered, but fouled her on the way up.
And here Hall will take her second trip to the free throw line. She's 1-for-2 at the line tonight with 3:39 showing on the clock left in the first quarter. Shot is up, and it is good all net. For Rihanna, 4 points tonight already for her in this opening of the intra-city battle. The boys will start about 7:15. We'll have that game for you live on WFMD also. So stay with us for the best in high school basketball tonight. Rihanna Hall, her second shot is up, and it is no good. The rebound is fought for underneath, and Frederick comes
Daniels
out with it. Linthicum with a three. She missed a three, and the rebound is taken. Almost was taken down by Frederick, but losing it is Bubakar.
But went out on TJ, so Frederick gets the ball.
Yeah, it will be TJ. I thought Bubakar had touched that last, but I guess not. Michaela Daniels will throw the ball in play from in front of the TJ bench. Gets it into Linthicum. Those two were teammates on the state championship team last year. A near steal, but Daniels retains possession, puts up the shot inside the three-point arc, won't go. Frederick with the rebound. Linthicum has it. Nice pass by Linthicum underneath to Bubakar. She couldn't finish it off. Daniels puts the rebound in.
Wow, she's all over the floor.
Michaela Daniels putting on a show here. 16-8.
She needs help to call timeout.
Double team at midcourt. Was there a timeout call?
Yeah.
Yes, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
They needed to do that because they had her trapped there in the at the timeline in the corner, and she wasn't going to get the ball out, so that Coach Goines alertly called timeout.
Coach Goines has his team at 8-4 this year so far. Frederick coming in at 9-2. A little bit confusing because some of the media outlets will count the tournament games and some won't, and some teams count them and some don't, so you really are never really exactly sure what the record is of the team because some count the tournament games and some don't, the Christmas tournament games.
Now, when it comes to the playoffs in February, Pete, then those games do not count in their record that they send to the state.
So that would be the reason why some teams would not count them, because they would not count towards the tournament.
Right, but a lot of them will tell you the overall record, and that's included.
But that's why you see confusing and sometimes conflicting records when you look at the different media outlets. Justine Whiten had the ball underneath there. I thought she was going to go up with it. Decides not to. Kamara gets it. Augusta Kamara. Nails it just inside the three-point arc. Augusta Kamara.
Lead down to five.
With the ball now is Hall. Hall driving to the basket. Has it blocked, but there was a foul, and I think she's going to get two more shots at the line. She's just drawing fouls like flies.
She's quick.
She is really something. Rihanna Hall, 5'7", sophomore for Frederick.
They got Tiana Fitzgerald on that one. That's on her.
She's 2 for 3 at the line tonight. Second shot is up. First shot is up and good. It rattles home for Rihanna, and she now has 5 points in the game. Rihanna Hall at the line for Frederick. Frederick now 17-11. They have a six-point lead. The shot is up, and it is good again. Nothing but net for Rihanna Hall.
Simone Walmsley in. Daisha Reed has a seat. Shantae Whedon in. And Tiana Fitzgerald sits down. Got to move the ball quick.
Yeah, hey, boy, I tell you, the Frederick hands are right in their face right from the beginning. Whedon drives to the basket, puts it up and in, and a beautiful play.
Nicely done by Shantae Whedon.
Oh, she drove, split the defense, put it up and in. It's 18-13.
By Rihanna Hall.
Rihanna Hall drives to the basket, and puts up a wild shot, draws another foul. She spent the whole first quarter at the free throw line here.
Boy, what a crossover dribble she has.
She has two of those. That's two of those. She's putting on a clinic out there with 2:30 to go in the first quarter. 18-13, Frederick by five. And Hall can add to that at the line. Shot is up, and it is no good. So she's missed a couple of free throws, but that's about all she's done wrong tonight, I tell you.
Number 10, Natalie Washington now in for Frederick.
Okay, I met her before the game, too. 5'11 senior, junior, rather. 5'11 junior. Shot is up, and it is... Shot is grabbed by Frederick.
Michaela Daniels got it.
TJ's got a block out. Daniels got in there, got that offensive rebound. With it is Rihanna Hall. She falls down. She'll be tied up for a jump ball.
That's going to come this way.
It'll be, TJ. Yeah, TJ will get the ball on the jump ball. It'll be Frederick next. Here we go. 18-13, five-point lead for Frederick. TJ with the ball. 30-second shot clock in girls high school basketball, of course. Bringing that ball up is Kamara. Augusta Kamara.
Nice pass.
Trying to get it underneath to Whedon. Gets it back outside now. Shot is up and almost goes in. Rebound by Whiten. Justine Whiten puts it up. It bounces around. Won't go in. Beautiful rebound.
And the scramble for it with two Frederick players and went off one other's legs. So TJ gets the ball.
I thought Whiten hit a basket for sure. Brianna Forbes now put in ball. She gets it in quickly to Augusta Kamara. TJ looking for that three-point shot. Driving to the basket is Forbes. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Forbes, her own rebound. She's tied up by Ridinger. And this will be Frederick ball.
Good job by Frederick to get that jump ball situation. Rose.
Ridinger.
Bubakar. Is that how you say it?
Bubakar, the freshman.
She's back in.
And Hall, who seems to be running things, brings the ball up, just walking the ball up for Frederick, the sophomore.
She'll go in a second, though, boy.
You know, you'd never know she was a sophomore. She looks like a very experienced player out there. She gets it to Michaela Daniels, a running right-hander. It is good by Daniels. She's just too much.
But down the baseline, and that's all she wrote.
I don't know. They're going to have to do something. 20-13, seven-point lead, driving to the basket, but out of control is Simone Walmsley.
But they called the block.
The blocking foul on Frederick, so Walmsley goes to the line for two shots here with 1:23 to go. First quarter, 20-13, Frederick.
I think that was on Rihanna Hall.
Fouls on Frederick.
It says Savannah Ridinger. So that's three team fouls for Frederick.
Shot is up, and it is good by Simone Walmsley. Her first point of the night.
Kamara out. Reed back in for TJ. TJ, next foul will be a 1-on-1 for Frederick.
That's right. Yeah. 20-14. Second shot by Walmsley. It's good again by Simone. And it is 20-15. The lead down to 5. TJ hanging in there,
Steve. Yes, they are.
They're hanging in there. With the Michaela Daniels show going on at the upper end, the Rihanna Hall show also going on. There was a whistle up the other end now. as trying to dribble is Rihanna Hall.
I think that was on Chante Whedon. That's going to be her second.
And they've got to start watching that foul situation because there's a long way to go here. We're still only in the first quarter with 1:13 to go.
Yeah, she has two and Tiana has two.
And, of course, that's seven. As you said, that's now the 1-1 for Frederick. And, of course, 1-for-2 at the line was Rihanna Hall the last time. Let's see what she does here. She's been off and on with her free throw shooting. Shot is up, and it is good. All net that time for Rihanna Hall. And it is 21-15, a six-point lead for Frederick, but TJ hanging in. They're trying to take the big charge here and the hot shooting and still stay into the game. The second shot's up and good again by Rihanna Hall. And it is 22-15, seven-point lead for TJ, for Frederick. And again, the full court pressure bothering TJ, and they turn the ball over again. You can just tell what's going to happen. Brianna Forbe and the travel is called on Frederick, I think.
That was a good no call. Both girls were up, and there was really no foul on the play, but she walked, so it'll go to TJ.
TJ
Kamara.
TJ gets the ball.
Kamara back in, and Whedon now with two fouls will sit down.
Augusta Kamara gets it. Augusta Kamara gets the inbounds pass coming up. Oh, she looked Whiten all alone under there. She should have looked to Whiten, I think. But
she was trying to go to Daisha Reed. I don't think Daisha was looking to get it.
No, because Whiten was just standing there all alone. 22-15, 58.2. It's easy for us though, up here on the balcony to point this stuff out. A little bit different down that floor. Bringing the ball up is Rihanna Hall now. As she'll look in the face of Augusta Kamara. Augusta with a one man-to-man defense here.
Oh, there's that palming.
Palming has been called on Frederick.
And that was on Rihanna Hall.
She can't believe it. She's pointing.
Must be us doing girls games, Pete.
Yeah, well, Kamara with it now. We saw that at St. John's a couple of weeks ago. Is calling a lot of those games, violations against the both girls' teams that night. Kamara gets it over to Brianna Hall, putting up a long jumper. That's an air ball. And a frustration foul is going to be called on Wamsley, and that's, I think,
her second. So you got three girls with two.
22-15, still a seven-point lead. They're still in the 1-1.
So it's only they say it's only her first.
And at the line for the 1-1 now for Frederick is Rose Bubakar, the freshman.
They could have shooting the bonus before the first half's over.
Yeah, that's right. At 28.8 seconds left in the first quarter now. Shot is in and out. And the rebound taken down by Frederick as they get positioned to get the offensive rebound. And TJ's just got to block out. But they're just going to... Frederick is just going to take over here because getting offensive rebounds like that just shouldn't happen.
I don't... Number two?
Shakora Goines. No, I'm
Justine Whedon.
Shakora Goines. Number 11 is Shakora Goines.
Yeah, Savannah Rittinger shooting.
Savannah Rittinger shooting. Yep. She's up there and she misses the free throw. Tip is up and good. The tip is up and good. And I think that was Rose Bubakar who got the tip. So Bubakar, the freshman, gets the offensive tip. And it's now a 9-point lead, and Bubakar steals it up the other end.
Before she can get off the floor, Pete.
Rose Bubakar.
That's two plays in a row for her.
Boy, we're seeing Rihanna Hall, Bubakar, and, of course, Michaela Daniels drives the lane, puts it up in. Michaela Daniels drives the lane and puts it in, and that's the end of the first quarter. And Frederick has just too many stars. They have too many offensive standouts. I tell you, they are quite a team.
Indeed they are. You got Rihanna Hall, who knows how to handle the ball very quick. Excellent ball handler. And Rose Bubakar, boy, she has impressed me with her, not only her defense, but getting off the floor. She can get up off the floor. And she's made two plays right there, back-to-back. That shouldn't happen. They shouldn't be getting the rebound off a missed foul shot.
Germany basketball. Maryland Terrapins basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
And welcome back. Kristen Linthicum with a steal. Frederick has the ball, and they're on the attack now going from our right to our left. Frederick with an 11-point lead, 26-15. They're the defending girls' state champions, so this isn't really much of a surprise. Rebound put up and in by Rittinger again. Boy, she's played well since she came in there. Savannah Rittinger for Frederick. TJ with the ball now, 28-15. They trail, and they've got themselves into a hole. Kamara, Augusta Kamara drives to the basket. There's a foul called.
That's on that play. She was lucky it was a foul call because she passed the ball down underneath and it was stolen by Frederick. So now you've got Kayla Palm in now for TJ.
Shakora Goines is putting the ball in play right below us.
You mean for TJ?
Desharee. And a steal by Frederick. Underneath, the ball goes to Boubacar, and she's fouled as she goes up for the shot, and she'll go to the line for two shots.
And that's foul number 10, so from here on out, it's going to be two shots for Frederick. And that's two on Desharee. So TJ has one, two, three players with two fouls apiece.
Not a good sign. Shot is up and good by the freshman Boubacar, and she now has 5 points in this game as we got 7:19 to go in the second quarter. And once again, Boubacar with her second shot up, and it is around the rim and out, and a rebound taken down by TJ.
Desharee with the rebound.
Desharee in front of two people gets that rebound, yep. But loses it out of bounds, but I think it was touched by Frederick before it went out of bounds.
They double-teamed and trapping that ball, and TJ's really having a tough time in getting the ball up the floor after a basket is scored.
And they keep the pressure on. This one goes to Kamara. She was running down, and she got the pass and gets hit with the body by Linthicum. A foul's going to be on Linthicum.
That's only the fourth team foul, though, for...
Yeah.
Frederick, I believe.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, it's only number four. 10 fouls now on TJ.
Sorry, there's 5 team fouls for Frederick. Okay.
And, of course, the double bonus because TJ now has 10. TJ trailing here 29-15. They get the ball in play. There's full court pressure all over. They can't do anything without a Frederick player in their face. And it has bothered them. I saw a travel there, and that'll be... against TJ Brianna Forbes.
So now Desharee out, Shante Whedon back in.
They're trying to get bouncing the ball back in to Hall. Brianna Hall brings it up for Frederick. Over on the left side, it goes to Ridinger. Now at the top of the key, Michaela Daniels. She looks at the defense, looks around. 6:52 to go in the half. Michaela Daniels with the ball for Frederick. Scored 47 points in the state championship game. 3-point shot is good.
Rose Boubacar, boy.
Boubacar, the freshman, getting the three-pointer. We were just talking about her. Well, 32-15.
She's been impressive so far, Pete.
No question about it. TJ trying to work that ball in. They can't.
Pass.
Michaela Daniels, the ball was tipped, I think, originally. And Michaela gets the loose ball and takes it the other way and gets fouled. And the player who knocked it away was Jalen Montgomery. She got a hand in there and precipitated that steal for Frederick.
That's two now for Augusta Kamara. So Tiana Fitzgerald, Augusta Kamara, Desharee, and Shante Whedon all have two.
So then the full court pressure continues.
Was there a technical?
It must have been a technical foul, and Michaela Daniels will shoot it and miss it.
Yep, because everybody's out of there. It's just her. I didn't see what happened.
12 points already for Michaela Daniels, and we're just early in the second quarter. She'll get another technical here and nails that one. So she's got 13 points unofficially in this game.
So now she'll shoot the other two as well.
And she gets the two.
She shoots the ones that the foul on her and the shot and also the technical.
And Frederick beginning to lengthen the lead now, 34-15. It was close. TJ hung in there, but it's just getting to be too much. This constant pressure in their face. All over the court. Second shot missed by Daniels. Or that's her fourth shot. So she makes 2 of 4 in that round of free throws.
It was 21-15, Pete, and Frederick's gone on a 13-0 run, and that's where the margin is now.
34-15 is our score. Frederick girls playing like the state champions they are. Brianna Hall coming up, flipping the ball in, trying to get it inside, but the ball's almost stolen by TJ. Frederick recovers. Reverse layup by Ridinger won't go.
Kayla Palm.
She bounced the ball off her leg. She got the big rebound, then bounced it off her leg, and it goes back over to Frederick. That's Kayla Palm, the 5'10 senior, hustling and trying to do something to turn things around, but they instead turns it over, and Frederick has the ball again. With the ball is Hall. Hall gets it over to Boubacar. Boubacar on the right side now to Michaela Daniels. Daniels from the free throw line. Hall net again. Unbelievable. She is red hot with 15 points.
Wow.
Unofficially already. 5:57 to go in the second quarter. 37-15. Brianna Forbes being guarded by Daniels. Palm is trying to set a screen for her. Can't quite. She couldn't take advantage of it, but there is a foul on the play.
From Michaela, that's her first.
And that is Daniels' first foul, along with her 15 points.
Six fouls, team fouls now for Frederick.
So they're getting close to the 1-1 at least, TJ is. 5:48, and TJ will put the ball in play, a non-shooting foul. Foul on the floor there.
You better hurry with 5 seconds here.
Oh, they're just... Oh. And again, they don't steal it, but they knock it out of bounds. A nice defensive play there by Frederick.
Bad passing. Some really ill-advised passes there. Got to do little sharper passes so that they don't have that taking place.
Brianna Hall with a great defensive effort there. No, Hall almost steals it again. Daniels almost steals it. Bubakar putting defense on. They all play good defense.
That's Rose's first foul.
Ashley Bush has them all playing real good defense.
Indeed. Bubakar gets her first, but then puts TJ with the 1-1. A lot of fouls here in this first 13 minutes.
Brianna Forbes at the line for TJ. Shot is up and it's good. So she has 3 points here. A little slow start here for Brianna, but she's been averaging 16.5 points a game for the Patriots.
Fitzgerald out and Reed back in for TJ.
Second shot now. Coming up and it is up and it is around the rim and in. Brianna Forbes gets two.
See if they cut into this 20-point lead here.
37-17, 5:38 to go in the half. Bubakar with it now. Bubakar.
Nice pass.
Oh, a nice give and go. Bubakar couldn't quite finish it off. The ball is loose, and TJ picks it up. So TJ's Michaela Bonds comes up with a steal there and shoots from outside the three-point arc off the front of the rim. No good, and the rebound is taken down by Rihanna Hall. Hall comes back for Frederick now with a 20-point lead on the ball. Hall going all the way, decides to pass off and throws it to nobody, but apparently a TJ hand in the way there.
Good defense there, knocked the ball out.
Jalen Montgomery in the game for Frederick, and she'll put the ball in play as substitutions by Ashley Bush right now.
Rose Bubakar takes a seat. Natalie Washington in for Frederick.
And the ball comes into Rittinger, who's played very well since she's been in there. She gets it to Rihanna Hall, and she fires that ball over to Montgomery, puts the ball up, a wild shot, won't go. Rebound is TJ gets it. It was a loose ball, and TJ picks it up. TJ on the attack.
Oh.
As they pass, and a wild pass is controlled somehow by Brianna Hall. I don't know how
great
she
hustle there
kept
by
her hand on it. Nice play
Forbes.
By Hall. There's Palm, a turnaround jumper, won't go, partially blocked, and the rebound taken down by Natalie Washington of Frederick. And she gives it over to Michaela Daniels, to Rihanna Hall. Rittinger drives to the basket. She's fouled on her way in. It'll be a foul on two shots.
It'll be on Shantae Whedon. That's her third.
Oh. She's got to be careful.
I'm sure she'll...
4 points for Shantae.
Go over and have a seat here with three.
Rittinger at the line. Another one of those role players for Frederick that Ashley Bush seems to produce. These players, they do several things very well, and Savannah Rittinger, one of them, the 5'10 senior, nails that first free throw to make it 38-17.
Bubakar back in.
And now she's got this freshman Bubakar as if she needs another good player.
Tell you what, Rose is an impressive player.
Tell you, there's just some...
Impressive player, period, but for a freshman.
The tip is up and in. I didn't see who got that.
That was number 10. That was Natalie Washington.
Natalie Washington. So give her 2 points as this scoring is spread all over the place for Fred. Nice screen set by Palm. You got to give Palm credit there for the Lady Patriots as she set a beautiful screen, Kayla Palm. And this led to a foul, and TJ is going to get some foul shots here.
Brianna Forbes to the line. Second foul for Savannah Rittinger, and I guess that's number 8 on Frederick.
All right, that's the line again. Here is Forbes. The shot is up, and it is good. All net for Brianna Forbes. As again, TJ kind of hanging in now, 40-18. They're down by 22.
Justine White in for Kayla Palm.
At the line again, here is Forbes. Shot is up, and it is good again by Brianna Forbes.
This next 4 minutes, TJ's got to get two or three stops and take advantage and get those two or three buckets and get themselves within reach here.
Get something positive for the half.
Correct.
Way outside of the arc now and directing traffic is Hall. Brianna Hall gets loose at the free throw line and nails the jump shot.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this Fredrick team is on fire.
Brianna Hall having a big night, the sophomore for Fredrick. Bringing that ball up is Camara, Augusta Camara. For TJ gets loose, drives to the basket, won't go. But the rebound is taken by TJ.
Deja Reed on the hustle getting the rebound.
Boy, she did hustle, too. Yep. She gets the ball, the pass underneath, puts it up. Oh. And, oh, it bounces around the rim, won't go in. Oh, it's heartbreak there for TJ. They worked so hard, and they almost got it. Now a foul is going to be called on TJ. Two shots at the line for Michaela Daniels.
That's number three on Augusta. That was, don't want to see that foul in the backcourt. That wasn't necessary.
Nope. She knows it.
Yep. And that's three for her. So
Larry Goins just says, gee, we got to leave some of these frontline players in there.
Three on Shante Weed and three on Augusta Camara.
Daniels has just been having a day for herself now. 16 points as she gets that first free throw, and she'll get another. And there's still 3:36 to go in the second quarter, folks, and she's already at 16 points.
Daisha Harold now in for TJ.
It reminds me of the state championship game where she scored 47 last March, and she gets another one there. There's just so many interesting players out on the floor here tonight. You really can see some good high school basketball. We get over here to the Thomas Johnson High School gym in Frederick. We've got the boys game coming up at 7:15, and we'll have that here on WFMD also. Tomorrow night, FCC going for 9 wins in a row, take on Catonsville over at the Frederick Community College gym. We'll have that game for you live starting at about 6:50 tomorrow evening. Underneath there, and a nice pass out. Shot is up and good.
Nice.
A beautiful shot from deep in the court. Would that be a two?
Yep, for Tiana Fitzgerald.
Tiana Fitzgerald comes in and gets the two and makes it 44-21. With the ball now is Daniels. Daniels across court goes to Rihanna Hall. Nice screen set for her by Rittinger. She bounces the ball off her foot, though. It goes out of bounds, and it should be TJ Ball. Let's see.
Nope.
Unless it touched. It might have touched the TJ player on the way to the way out of bounds, and I guess it did.
That's what both officials looked at one another, and that's the way they pointed.
Michaela Daniels will put the ball in play. 44-21, Frederick way ahead here. But TJ kind of hanging, trying to hang in there, at least keep it around 20 to give themselves some kind of a chance in the second half. Three-point shot by Hall. That won't go. Rebound is taken down by TJ. Coming the other way, it looked like Deja Reed that got that rebound.
Yes, she did. Rose Bubakar was on that shot. That's the first one she's missed, I think.
Forbes. Forbes tried to get a beautiful pass out underneath, but it didn't connect. I think she was trying to hit Deja Reed coming in from the side.
I think sometimes the passers try to do too much. Yeah. Go ahead and take the shot or stop the dribble and back out.
That would have been a beautiful pass. I think it maybe was intended for Tiana Fitzgerald because they spoke to each other right after the pass went astray there. 44-21, 2:27 to go.
Oh.
Driving to the basket is Bubakar. She faked and went in for the layup. What a move by Rose Bubakar, the freshman.
All in one motion, like she was going to pass it and it kept on going.
What a freshman. It is Fitzgerald driving baseline. She walked. She walked and walked and walked there. I think she was trying to pass.
Yep. And decided too late that that's what she was going to do.
Deja Reed was right in position to get the easy layup, but she couldn't quite get the ball to her. And Ashley Bush never stops coaching, and she's up and motioning to her players with 2:06 to go here, and they have a 46-21 lead over Thomas Johnson. In the first of these intra-city battles, a foul is going to be called on the Lady Patriots.
The officials are certainly calling things tight tonight.
That'll be two. It's a double, it's the bonus, so it'll be two just costly fouls here. It'll be two shots.
Deja Harold, that's her first.
That is Deja Harold, the 5'8" junior, just came into the game for TJ. Shot is up, and it is no good there by Natalie Washington. And Natalie will get another one. 46-21, 1:59 now to go in the half. Shot is up, and it is no.
Yes.
It is good. It bounced way up in the air and went back through. One of those funny ones. Shooter's touch there for Natalie Washington. And bringing the ball up is Brianna Forbes against Bubakar. She gets it over to Reed.
Ooh,
and Reed sinks it from the free throw line. Deja Reed.
Nice bank shot off the glass.
Here comes Frederick now. Michaela Daniels over to Hall. Nice screen set for her by Bittinger. She gets loose and gets fouled.
That's going to be three on Tiana.
That Bittinger again comes over and sacrifices her body to get a clean shot for her teammate who that time drew the foul. It's Rihanna Hall.
And Tiana Fitzgerald. Now that's three players for TJ with three fouls.
Wow. Larry Goins is going to have to be creative in the second half.
Boy, it's going to be, you're going to have to maybe drop to his own and try and save some of his players from the fouls.
Rihanna Hall gets the first free throw. Gee, she has spent a career at the free throw line this first half. Oh, she's my goodness. Every time you look up, she's at the free throw line, and she's making these shots, and she makes another one. Oh, man. 49-23 is our score. Here comes TJ now trying to get back in this thing. They played well at times. They've just made some mistakes, and they've been bothered by that full court pressure. Just
pressure
turning
now.
The ball over, and it's right now. But
good thinking by Deja Harrell, because she was trapped there by Rose Boubacar, and she had to do something because they were playing stingy defense with Frederick Boyle. Boy, can they play that man-to-man. Oof.
She bounced it off of Rose Boubacar's ankle.
Yep.
It'll be TJ Ball with 1:24 to go. TJ trying to get loose. They're going to have to beat that 5-second clock, and they just barely do. It got in there to Deja Reed, who's trying to get open underneath.
Brianna Forbes.
And a bad pass to her is intercepted and
Boubacar.
Goes up to Boubacar, and Boubacar puts
nicely
it up and
done.
In.
She knew those were coming right behind her, and she stopped. They went flying by her, and she puts up the easy bucket.
Rose Boubacar. Oh, my goodness. Trying to see if Washington threw that nice pass
yes.
to her. Natalie Washington. Give her credit for the pass to Boubacar. Deja Reed can't handle the pass into her, and the ball is taken away. And coming the other way is Rihanna Hall. Out to Boubacar. She misses the three, and the rebound taken down by TJ. And here comes Brianna Forbes. Comes in for the short jumper. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Misses that one. And gets a third rebound. And she puts that up.
Three.
And it doesn't go. She misses three shots in a row there. The rebound finally taken down by Michaela Daniels. And TJ just can't find the basket here. 51-23.
I think there's 2 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
And Ashley Bush shouts out instructions. She never stops coaching, doesn't even care what the score is. She coaches through the entire game. Have you ever watched Ashley Bush at work for Frederick?
Oh,
underneath, all alone, laying it in, is Boubacar.
There's a lapse there.
Boubacar was wide open.
Should not have been that wide open, Pete. Somebody missed an assignment there.
Rose Boubacar. We'll go over the scoring for you. You need an adding machine for Frederick now. A 30-point lead for the Lady Cadets. And Boubacar can finish off a 3-point play.
That's three on Deja Reed.
And we almost got a full house here.
Yep.
Shot is up and good. And it is 54-23. As TJ comes the other way with only a second left, they throw the ball out of bounds, but that's going to be the end of the first half. So it is a big, big offensive first half for the Frederick girls. And so at halftime, it is Frederick 54, Thomas Johnson 23. Our halftime show coming up. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Hey, Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs. Bob Dacey is our producer at WFMD Studios. First game of the intra-city battle. This is the Frederick girls and the TJ girls. And right now, Frederick, it's all Frederick, 54-23 at the half. And I tell you, you got three scoring stars here. Michaela Daniels for Frederick has 18 points. You got Rose Boubacar, the freshman, with 15 points. And Rihanna Hall, the sophomore, with 12 points. Oh, yeah, Daniels is only a junior. They're all underclassmen. What a embarrassment of riches for Frederick High School.
Well, that's going to be that's a nightmare for opposing teams, that's for sure, with that group coming back. I mean, you knew the talent of Michaela Daniels. That was, and Rihanna Hall, definitely. I mean, and she certainly is an outstanding ball handler and so quick. And can penetrate and dish or penetrate and shoot. But this freshman, Rose Boubacar, boy, she is a very nice player. She plays very hard both ends of the floor. She can get in and battle for the boards. She gets off the floor extremely well. And not only can play close to the basket, but she shoots the three as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the girls from Frederick, they're not afraid to put their shot up. And they, you know, as we were talking, TJ was within six. It was 21-15.
Yeah. For a long time, they hung in there.
They were within 6-8 points. Yeah. And then the closest they were six, 21-15. The next thing you know, it's 34-15.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just right around the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, the pressure. TJ's had trouble dealing with the backcourt pressure, the traps. the quickness and that Frederick has, and the boy, they play a tough man-to-man defense. They are right in your face.
I think the turning point is really that man-to-man defense, because it just bothered TJ so much. It took them right out of their game, and I think it affected their shooting. And Brianna Forbes, who you would expect to do much better. Let's go over the TJ scoring here. Tiana Fitzgerald, 2 points. 4 points for Shantae Whedon. 2 points for Augusta Camara. 6 points for Brianna Forbes. That's fine, but she's averaging 16.5 a game, and she wasn't really effective until late in the second quarter. 6 points for Daisha Reed. And 2 points for Simone Walmsley. And of course, we already went over the Frederick scoring 18 points for Michaela Daniels, 15 for Rose Boubacar, and 12 points for Rihanna Hall. 3 points for Savannah Rittinger, who does a lot of things that don't get in the scoreboard. And same thing with Kristen Linthicum, who had 2 points. Those two players do so much that does not get in the scoring sheet. And 3 points for Natalie Washington. A beautiful pass by Natalie Washington to the freshman Boubacar right towards the end of the second quarter. Just a thing of beauty. I hope somebody's got that on videotape somewhere.
I'm sure they do, Pete. It's not to rub salt in the wound, but here TJ is down 31 points.
31 points, you're right.
Now, and that's tough in itself, but they've got four girls with three fouls apiece as well, so it's really going to be difficult for TJ to make a comeback here. I'm sure Coach Goins is just trying to be as positive as he can and see if they can cut into the lead somehow and maybe resort to a zone defense so that those girls won't have to be so worried about the foul situation. The officials certainly are playing it close, and that's the way it is. That's the way it is, and you adopt, and then you play, okay? And you're doing it for both teams.
That's a good point, and so far we haven't seen an awful lot of arguing, so they must be doing a decent job. If you don't see too much arguing, things are going pretty well.
Well, that third official certainly has helped this year, Pete, that's for sure.
That's having the third one, yeah. I know you're right, yeah.
That's I'm glad that Kevin and Kevin Kendra was able to work with that, with the local association and got that worked out. That's a big plus, you know. And that's not easy to do for the officials, because now you've got to have the manpower to be able to three at each game. And you never know, during the week you could have, like tonight, you could have four schools all playing home here in Perry County. That's 12 officials. And, you know, that's worked out. And the shot clock for the boys, you know, we were talking about that, Pete, and it has not made done a lot as far as how they play.
Yeah.
The only thing I see that it would come into play is when you've got a 3-4 point lead, you have the ball with a minute and 20 or a minute 50 or whatever left, then you can work the clock down to your advantage. Yeah. Now you got to play.
Yep. Yeah, that's good points. But an interesting year in high school basketball. You know, so many interesting teams and new players on the scene. We're seeing one of them tonight, at least personally I am, Rose Boubacar. I hadn't seen her play yet, and she's everything they say. She's just a great talent, a great freshman talent for Coach Ashley Bush and the Frederick Cadets. We'll take another break here. Our score right now is Frederick 54 and Thomas Johnson 23. Remember, we got the boys game coming up. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
The basketball on 930 WFMD.
And I want to thank Bob Dacey, doing another terrific job as our producer at WFMD Studios. A salute to our sponsors, Dr. Guy Cappuccino of Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing. Keep it flowing, despite the temperature out there.
Yes, correct. Because it'll get cold again, Pete. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Frederick on the attack. There's a whistle, quick whistle as we start the second half. Big lead, 31 points for the Frederick Lady Cadets. And the 30-second shot clock, I think, was malfunctioning. I'm not sure.
That's why he called, the official called, blew the whistle. And so we'll take it out of bounds again for Frederick. 3 seconds have gone off, so now it's right at 22.
Savannah Rittinger in the game for Frederick. Kristen Linthicum. Linthicum throwing on. Nice pass along the baseline to Daniels. Oh, she a few shots she's missed tonight as she puts up a hook shot that won't quite go in. I think she was too open that time. Shantae Whedon Over to Brianna Forbes at the top of the key, being looking in the face of Linthicum. She puts up a three. Oh, yes!
Nice shot by Brianna Forbes.
Wow!
That's a nice start for TJ. See if they can make a few more stops here and cut into this lead.
54-26, right in the face of Linthicum, too. That's not easy. Linthicum, a good defender for Frederick, but Forbes got it over her hands and got the three-point shot. And there's a steal at midcourt there, almost a steal by Shantae Whedon, but Frederick gets it back. TJ coming out very aggressively. They don't look at the scoreboard, but a foul underneath. I didn't even see that.
That's on Desha Reed.
Oh, man.
That's her fourth, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad, because I don't think she was anywhere near the... Well, Linthicum will get two shots.
That's four on her.
And that's four on Desha Reed, and they can ill afford to lose anybody here. Trailing 54-26. What a great start, though, by Brianna Forbes. Shot by Linthicum is good.
Looks like Justine White will come in for Desha Reed.
There goes Desha Reed. You hate to see her go out
so quickly.
But Justine Whiten comes in there. She's done some good things tonight for TJ.
She battles hard, Justine does.
She does. Good position under there. Shot is no good. Oh, shot is good. But let's see if there was a lane violation.
Yes, apparently so.
And the score stays 55-26.
Well, TJ's got to continue to play real good defense and maybe knock down a couple threes here. Help him get with a little closer.
Shantae Whedon, bounce pass over to Forbes. Forbes underneath to Whiten with a high post. Whiten looked like she might want to go to the basket. Thinks better of it. Gets it to Shantae Whedon. Whedon is dribbling around. Simone Walmsley. Walmsley dribbling around. Sets a screen there. Nice screen. And the shot is up by Forbes, but won't go. That was a beautiful screen set by Walmsley.
Kirsten Linthicum on the rebound.
Kirsten Linthicum gets it over that timeline and fires the ball in the corner to Michaela Daniels. Daniels holds the ball. She's being guarded by Forbes. Puts up a three. All net by Daniels.
What a step back three.
Good she is three. Too much. 21 points for Michaela Daniels.
Wow.
Tonight. Oh, man. What a shooter's touch by Michaela Daniels. Almost losing the ball is Kamara.
Nice,
she drives it. Oh, she dishes off to Justine Whiten, who gets fouled as she goes up for the shot. What a nice, unselfish play by Augusta Kamara.
Boy, she had a nice crossover. Saw the lane open. Saw that the defender came over, and she dropped it down to Justine. Nicely done by Augusta Kamara.
Whiten now at the line for two shots. 58-26, still the big lead for Frederick. TJ trying to cut into it here. Justine's shot is up and no good. She'll get another. Simone Walmsley talking with her teammates comes out. She'll be at midcourt. Augusta Kamara stays in the game. Some switching here. And
Jalen Montgomery in and...
Linthicum would
let them go have a seat.
She always does things that don't quite get in the scoreboard. Kirsten Linthicum. Justine Whiten's shot is up and she misses both. And the rebound is taken out by TJ.
Walmsley.
Put up by Walmsley. It won't go. Rebound by Frederick, but it comes right to the hands.
Oh, my. They got lucky there. They got to make those shots in close. They got four lucky that it went off Frederick's.
Yeah. Shantae Whedon there was the recipient of one of those bad passes. But they can't get the score, but they do get the ball under their own basket. TJ with the ball as they work it in. Try to score here. Shantae Whedon over to Augusta Kamara. And the long shot by Forbes won't go. And Whedon gets the rebound, puts it up. That won't go. They fight for the rebound, and they continue to control the ball. Shantae Whedon has it.
Nicely
gets
done
it out
by
to
Simone
Forbes.
Walmsley. Simone Walmsley knocking the ball back out. Great
Forbes
job by her.
Try to use a screen by Whiten, and the give and go. Can't get it to go.
Daniels.
Frederick comes up the other way. Tough break there as TJ did everything but score. Partial block there as Hall tries to score. And coming the other way is Walmsley. Walmsley gets it to Forbes. TJ playing well here if they could just cut into that lead. And the home team tonight in his first of the intra-city battles. Going down the lane, putting it up, and into the beautiful move, Shantae Whedon.
Excellent. Real good quickness shown by Shantae.
Shantae Whedon with a pretty move to make it 58. You don't want to say cut the lead to 30, but we'll have to say that. They do cut the lead to 30. 58-28. As TJ's come out playing very inspired ball here in the early in the third quarter. 5:16 to go now in the third quarter.
Showing a lot of speed, a lot of life, a lot of hustle. And things are working well right at this point for them. And they need to continue to do this and hopefully some shots will go down and they can get themselves with a respectable score.
The Vegas gold of Frederick on display tonight. Shimon Wamsley will put the ball in play to Rihanna Hall. Also in there is Daniels.
A little pressure, backcourt pressure here by TJ.
Bubakar and Riddinger. That's the five out there for Frederick. To Riddinger all alone. She puts it up and in.
They left with the 2-on-1 situation, and that didn't work out very well. So that was an easy bucket for Frederick.
Riddinger sneaking along the baseline and getting wide open for Frederick.
There goes Justine Whiten.
Whiten has the ball, tries to squeeze it up.
Got the foul.
And she did draw the foul, and I think it's going to be Daniels.
Yes, it is, and that'll be her second.
So Whiten continuing to hustle and draw fouls. That's going to be non-shooting, I think.
Yes.
Non-shooting foul, so.
It's the second team foul for Frederick.
TJ will put the ball in play. And they loft it out. Kamara chases it down, nearly lost it, but gets it to Whiten.
Good hustle by Augusta Kamara to keep that ball alive.
Shante Whiten.
Nice pass.
To Whiten underneath. She missed the layup. Too bad there. Beautiful pass by Whiten.
Guess who?
Coming the other way is Frederick. Daniels. Scoop shot is up and in by Daniels. Oh, my goodness. She has 23 points now on the night. Kamara driving, stops and pops. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, taken by TJ. Whedon's shot is no good, and the rebound is taken down by Riddinger. And she finally gets it in play to Daniels. Nice play by Riddinger again. Michaela Daniels, the scoring machine, looking in the eyes of Brianna Forbes. Forbes on her on the man-to-man defense, staying with her. Outside it goes to Bubakar. Bubakar to Rihanna Hall for a three. That's short. Rebound taken by Whiten. Whiten gets the outlet pass quickly to Whiten. Whiten coming into the paint. Whiten controlling. Whiten puts it up and in off the glass.
Asante showing her quickness there and being able to twist in the air and make a nice layup off the glass.
Shante Whiten. Forbes now with the defense on Daniels. Daniels to Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall flips it in to Wamsley. Wamsley, nice pass to Riddinger. She can't get it to drop. Rebound is put up and in, and a beautiful play. Frederick just battles and battles and battles, and finally they score.
That will be on Simone Wamsley. I think that's her second.
Montgomery is at the line for Frederick.
She knows her third. That's her third foul. One, two, three, four, five girls with three fouls apiece.
Jalen Montgomery's shot is good. That's her first point of the night. It's 65-30. And TJ on the attack. Wamsley with it. Simone Wamsley over to Whiten. Whiten gets it back to Kamara. Kamara outside the arc. Kamara driving to the basket.
Nice pass.
Puts a pass, but it's knocked astray and picked up by Whiten. Shante Whiten with it now for TJ. She'll drive to the basket. Puts it up. No go. And I think she might have drawn the foul,
yep,
or there was
did.
A foul underneath anyway.
That's on Kayla Daniels, I believe.
That would be three on her.
Yep.
3:11 to go in the third quarter. 65-30. Huge lead for Frederick, but TJ playing hard, trying to make a game of it. Shot is up and no good by Shante Whiten. Shante has 8 points tonight. She'll try to make it nine on this one.
Kayla Palm in for Justine.
Whiten now with her second shot here. It's up and it is no good. And the rebound is fought for by Kamara. Augusta Kamara gets it, puts up the shot. That won't go. And
over
there's another foul underneath.
That's going to be four on Simone. She was over her back.
Okay, Wamsley caught for trying to get that rebound.
So Desha Reed and Simone Wamsley both with four.
Frederick on the attack. Riddinger driving along the baseline. Has the ball blocked. Still gets it back. Rebound is up. That won't go. As Frederick scraps for that rebound and stepping on the end line, I think, is Rihanna Hall.
Yep. TJ Ball.
Jalen Montgomery in the action there, too.
Tiana Fitzgerald in for Simone Wamsley. She sits out with four.
Tiana Fitzgerald, a 9 senior in the game for TJ. TJ looking at a 35-point
nice
deficit.
Rose Bubakar.
Bubakar can do everything over there. Helped up by Rittinger on defense. And Rihanna Hall brings it back up. Fires the ball over to Linthicum right through her hands. Just fired it too fast.
Yes.
Too hard.
Didn't have a chance to put her hands up to catch it.
I hope nobody gets smacked in the face over there.
Better pay attention.
The fans know they got to be awake with these teams. They fire the ball around. 65-30. 35-point lead for the Frederick girls. Long jump shot won't go for TJ. They get the rebound. Kamara has it. Kamara over to Brianna Hall. Brianna measures the three, puts it up as an air ball, but taken underneath and put up, no good. Rebound again, up and no good again.
They can't. There's a lid on the basket, I think.
TJ having, they're trying hard. They just can't get that ball to go in, and Frederick gets the rebound. Bringing it back up now is Rihanna Hall. Oh, nice play by Kamara. Kamara hustles and goes into the stands after the ball, and it'll still be Frederick ball.
Augusta gives you 100% all the time.
Yeah, she does. She just never stops moving out there. Doesn't look at the scoreboard. I don't care. I'm going to get that ball. I'm going to do something for my team, and that's what she's doing out there.
Shante Whedon sits down. Daisha Harold in.
Holding that ball outside now is Rihanna Hall. Outside the three-point arc, Harold is on her after just coming in. Oh. She drives to the basket and puts it up and in. Rihanna Hall with a pretty move to the basket.
She's using that quickness to get there.
Wow. As Brianna Hall puts it, tries to put it up, but
a little too hard.
Decides to pass instead, and it goes out of bounds. Brianna Forbes.
Fix the scoreboard here.
Yeah, the scoreboard's gone haywire.
The score up there for Frederick.
I think the clock is way off, too. They're going to have time, official timeout to get that straightened out, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Underneath, putting the
nice
ball
shot
up, and a
Brianna
nice shot. Forbes, as she worked her way in and gets the basket. That's 11 points for Brianna Forbes tonight.
I'm sure we'll get the malfunction of the clock score fixed here.
We know we're winding down the third quarter, but can't tell how much time is left because this clock is going crazy. Linthicum lobs that ball in.
Better call him on Brian again.
Gets the pass. I wonder where he is.
He's down there. He's getting ready to go over.
Linthicum squeezes the ball up and is going to be fouled as she drives into the basket and draws the foul from Daisha Harrell.
They can't stop the clock for some reason. They don't know what the problem is.
It's affecting the scoreboard, too, as we really can't tell. I know it's about a 30-point lead for...
It's more than that.
TJ, but probably more than that now for Frederick, rather.
There we go.
67-32 is what so we got the score right now. We still don't know what the time is. There's just a minute or two left in the third quarter.
They're going to put some time back on. And I'm not sure if there's going to be an estimate or why.
With a score like this, they could just do the estimate there. Linthicum at the line.
Oh, okay, they're going to let the clock run, and that's why she's by herself shooting the foul shots.
So Linthicum all by herself out there. And she's got 4 points in the game now. Kirsten Linthicum, a member of that state championship team last school year.
So now we're getting ready for the fourth quarter, Pete.
68-32. I guess that's the end of the quarter?
Yep.
Okay, that's the end of the third quarter. So we will take a break. To remind you, the score is Frederick 68, TJ 32. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Black's Funeral Home, blacksfuneralhomes.com.
270 north and south, good news, no accidents to report. Northbound side of 270, though, still pretty heavy on the traffic approaching 121. They're going to start slowing down 15 in through Frederick. There is a multiple vehicle, a property damage accident over to the right-hand shoulder, 15 north right after the Golden Mile, so the move-over law would apply here if you can do it safely. Once you get around that, then not too bad. Rest of the journey to Thurmont, moving along pretty good. 70 west, 29 Howard County. Starting to lighten up a little bit in through Frederick, too. No accidents, 70 east or west. That's it. I'm Dave Conrad with your 930 WFMD Traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Losing a loved one is one of life's most difficult experiences. At Black's Funeral Home, they offer burial and cremation options to fit your needs and budget. Serving Frederick County and surrounding communities, blacksfuneralhomes.com.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
All right, Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs.
They're going to have those students get up and sit in the stands. They can't be sitting right there.
No, the crowd here is really overflowing.
They'll take care of that. They'll come down and get them up in the stands because they can't be sitting on the floor.
68-32 is our score.
I knew that.
Still trying to fix my score thing from the
Camara
clock malfunction. I tell you, once you get off here in these games with all these points, you're really off. Kristen Linthicum gets that loose ball, picking it up at midcourt and firing it over to Rihanna Hall. Hall will be guarded by Forbes. Rihanna Hall, Forbes right in her face as she goes over to the right of that arc, staying outside the arc, tries to bounce the ball into the paint, and she hits a Frederick player, but the shot is put up, and it's an air ball out there for Frederick as Maggie Daler just came into the game and heaves up an air ball. Of course, coming off the bench, that's to be expected. Kayla Palm, you're just not into. Takes you a couple of minutes to get in the flow of the game. It's tough for these players that sit all, you know, for a lot of the time, and then they come in and they're expected to get right in the flow right away. You know, it's not going to happen. Kayla Palm puts the ball in play to Brianna Forbes.
Shante Wheaton back in for TJ, along with Tayshia Harold and Tiana Fitzgerald.
Driving to the basket.
Nice pass.
Is. Palm, Caleb Palm almost had that rebound there.
I think that was on Rittinger.
Shante Wheaton with some nice moves, and going to the free throw line now will be Caleb Palm, the 5'10" senior.
That's three on Rittinger. She and Akayla both have three.
And Kayla Palm at the line with the score 68-32. She misses that first one.
Natalie Washington then. And Rose Bubakar will take a seat.
Bubakar gets a smattering of applause there. She should get even more than that because she played a tremendous game when the game was still in doubt. Kayla Palm at that free throw line. Shot is up and misses both of them. And the rebound is taken down by Frederick.
It was Natalie Washington in the rebound. She's done a good job that way tonight.
Yeah, she's come in and played well off the bench. Linthicum with it now. Kirsten nice Linthicum at the top of the key, going right down the lane, lays it up and no good. She couldn't quite finish it off.
I think there's a foul called. Nope.
TJ Ball.
TJ Ball, okay.
And Shante Wheaton puts the ball in play to Forbes. Forbes comes up over the timeline to Wheaton. Wheaton's going to go right to the basket, puts it up, a scoop shot partially blocked.
She was passing it to Tiana Fitzgerald. She should have gone ahead and taken the shot herself.
Yeah, almost too much unselfish play here by TJ.
Looks like the shot clock is not operating either, so they're going to play this last quarter without it.
Rittinger with it now to Linthicum. They'll have to get that fixed for the boys' game.
Yep.
Because the boys have the shot clock now, too. Comes to Linthicum. Linthicum with a three. That won't go. And the rebound is up and in. Oh, a beautiful rebound there by Natalie Washington.
Boy, she does very well playing that defensive end. And now getting position and putting the put back there for offense.
What a beautiful crossover dribble by Bubakar. And she finishes it off.
That was Brianna Forbes.
And that was Forbes. You're right. Forbes on that play and a beautiful crossover dribble and a beautiful play right to the basket.
They both have 24s, Pete. That's what
13 points now for Brianna Forbes.
Both teams have a number 24.
And they will crowd around their coaches now with 5:21 to go in this game. Remember, we got the boys game coming up. Stay with us for that. Boy, Daniels racking up the points here as she 23 points.
But coach is getting more of her reserves in the game now.
Yeah, it's the more
let them play. You never know. It's always a nice to be able to get those players in because you never know, someone may get injured, one of the starters, or something may happen, and they got to step up and be next one in there. So the more experience they can get, the better it is.
It's a good point. Maggie Daler in there also now for Frederick. We'll pick up some of these TJ players who we already mentioned. Tiana Fitzgerald is in there.
That's Shante's fourth.
Another foul on Shante Wheaton. But she's got 8 points tonight. And Frederick with the ball. Linthicum will go against Wheaton. And Linthicum trying to get it over the timeline nicely and gets it up to Rihanna Hall. Rihanna Hall inside the three-point line, misses the shot. Rebound, though, is taken away by Maggie Daler. Nice rebound
nice
for Frederick
pass.
To Rittinger. Rittinger with a hook shot up and in off the glass, Rittinger. Savannah Rittinger with a pretty move. A nice rebounding there by Maggie Daler for Frederick. Cross-court pass as TJ works that ball around. Brianna Forbes gets it in the corner.
Aisha Harold.
And the ball is lost in the defensive scrum there by Frederick Linthicum on defense. And also over there on defense is Daler, Maggie Daler.
That's Natalie Washington's first.
And they put the ball in play here quickly to Washington. Washington brings it up for Frederick. Frederick with the ball now. Long shot put up by Daler. Ooh. In and out. Rebound fought for and taken away by Brianna Forbes. Forbes on a fast break. Tries to feed along the baseline. The ball is loose. Taken by Linthicum.
Good hustle that time by Tiana Fitzgerald. Almost got the ball back for TJ.
And Linthicum throws the ball away, but she expected...
That was just a miscommunication.
Yeah,
as
I think
far
she expected Hall to go to the basket.
Yep, she didn't.
And so it looked like it was her fault. But
they should read back in for TJ with four for Tiana Fitzgerald. Sits down.
And here comes the Brianna Forbes bringing the ball up for TJ. The shot is from the corner, no good. The rebound is taken down by Frederick as they control that rebound. That was Hannah Lehman who got that rebound. Driving to the basket and laying it up and in on a pretty move is Hall. Rihanna Hall.
Well, she sees that open lane. You don't have to give her much, and she just takes off and right to the bucket she goes.
16 points now. TJ will put that ball in play with the score 74-34.
Jalen Montgomery in.
And the game was close for the first quarter and much of the first half. It wasn't until really the second quarter where Frederick really got out in front with their triple threat scoring machine as an air ball put up by TJ. And a foul in the rebounding action, I think, is going to go against Frederick, no?
It's TJ.
It's TJ again?
It could be Simone Wamsley, maybe her fifth if it's on her.
And she puts her hands on her head as if to say, I guess it won't be on her. Linthicum will bring it up now for Frederick. Frederick coming in here 9-2. We'll go to 10-2 with this win in this first game of the Intra-City Doubleheader. The boys game coming up. We'll have that on WFMD also.
Nice. There's a steal
of the passing lanes by Wamsley. Got right over there and stole the ball and brings it back for TJ. TJ's not stopped hustling, but she throws the ball away and it's taken by Frederick. As she threw the ball right to Shakora Goins there.
Yep. Nice pass.
Didn't have to move. Frederick works the ball underneath and finishing it off for Frederick.
It's Jalen Montgomery.
Jalen Montgomery. TJ with the ball. They work it underneath right along the baseline. Still working hard out there. Brianna Forbes touches the ball, gets it over deep in the corner. Shot is no good off the front of the rim. Frederick fights for the rebound. It goes out of bounds.
Stepped on the line.
And more substitutions coming into the game for TJ.
Kayla Vaughn's back in along with Augusta Kamara. Nice pass to Augusta from Daisha Reed.
And Kamara's never stopped working the whole time out there.
Nice move
Harold just misses Reed misses a shot underneath. And Frederick will come back the other way with it. And they lose it out of bounds. It'll go back over to TJ.
Again, they're having trouble stopping the clock.
As Jalen Montgomery just didn't know what to do with it, and it went out of bounds. Long three-point shot, in and out. Rebound put up by Reed, I believe, and she drew the foul. Daisha Reed will go to the line for two shots. 76-34. A big lead for Frederick.
I know what is, Pete. The new rule this year has dawned on me. While the clock was running. 35-point mercy rule.
That's
30-point
right.
mercy rule.
That's another new rule, and of course, that's why the clock has been running. Only 42 seconds left. Now, Reed's second shot is good, and I think that's a good rule.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And bring it up now, the Frederick Lady Cadets, Shakora Goines, with the ball.
Only stops on a foul.
Passing it around. Shot from the corner. Ooh. That's a three-point shot that doesn't go, but the rebound is up and almost in. Rebound is fought for. Frederick still controls. Puts up another shot. That won't go. And the rebound finally is taken down.
Sloan Wamsley on that.
Wamsley finally gets it. Shot is up and good up the other end.
Brianna Forbes on that.
Brianna Forbes getting another bucket.
This will be the last possession here.
Deep in the corner, that was Hannah Lehman who hit it. And that's going to be the end of the game. 76-38. 76-38 is our final score in favor of Frederick. Frederick goes to 10-2 on the year now. And TJ dropping to 8-5. We'll have some post-game activities for you. We'll try and get one of these players up here right after we take a break. Final score once again in favor of Frederick, 76-38 over the TJ girls. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
And we are back between games at this intra-city doubleheader on WFMD. Pete McLeod and Steve Nibbs, Bob Dacey, our producer. And we have Michaela Daniels, who scored for Frederick. An unofficial total of 23 points. 23 points, just a day at the office for you, right?
Yes.
Right? It was, but a tough game early. They played hard early, I thought.
Yes.
TJ did.
Mm-hmm.
Got on that run. And
Tell us about this new Frederick team. Now, you're state champions just a few months ago, but you have some new people in there that Rose Bubakar looks very good. And Rihanna Hall, I don't know where she came from, but tell us about those two new players.
Last year, Rhee was a freshman, so she was learning a lot. And I think this year is like her time to come out of her shell and, you know, just she's getting used to like the varsity level. Coming from middle school, it's kind of hard, but she's getting used to it, and I think she's comfortable now, so she's just playing her game. And Rose, she's pretty amazing to me. She's very athletic, and
yes.
Her basketball IQ is very high for a freshman.
But it's fun, and you got role players. Kristen Linthicum, of course, a veteran from last year. Riddinger, I think, plays well in what she does. A lot of the role players you have, and Coach Ashley Bush has you, even when a game like this was kind of out of hand and you're way ahead, she doesn't like to see mistakes out there.
Yes, definitely not. They're probably in there getting enough.
Oh, no, not when you win by 30 points. But still, you make mistakes even when you win by 30 points.
Yes.
It's apparent, Michaela, that a good reason that you all are as good as you are and having another fine year this year is exactly what Pete was saying. Everybody has their role. They understand their role.
Yes,
and you play it to your strength.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the fine player you are, I know you're very humble, and that's very good.
Thank you.
But it makes it easier for you as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are others that can do many things, and that just makes you all that much dangerous. So I certainly want to say congratulations.
Thank
and good
you.
Luck for when you get next year, when you get on to that D1 level.
Thank you.
Certainly well-deserved and well-earned.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And for anybody who doesn't know, you're going to the University. You're still just a junior.
Yes.
So you still got another year of high school basketball.
Yes.
Then you go to the University of Arkansas to play Division I women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? It's a challenge.
Yeah, I wanted to go somewhere where I was going to be challenged, and I think there I'll definitely be challenged, especially in that conference. And I love the campus.
Oh, that definitely makes a difference, dear, when they want you and you knew that's the right fit for you. That makes all the difference in the world, for sure.
And you said, I know you were quoted in the Frederick News Post as saying, it's a campus that's not too big and not too small.
Yes.
I would think it's a big campus, but no.
It's not too big to me. It's not too big. I can get around once I figure it out.
Well, I think you'll figure it out, just like you figured out high school basketball. Tremendous. You're off to another great start. And you have to be thinking, I probably shouldn't jinx you, but you have to be thinking about a second state championship or at least a run at it.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Right.
All this is preparation for that if you can get there. Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll let you go join your teammates.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great game for you. Another great game.
Good luck the rest of the season, Michaela.
Thank you.
Good luck. Michaela Daniels. She's believe it or not, she's still just a junior. Playing like a true leader of the team with 23 points tonight.
Team player all the way around.
Oh, she is.
See that, and what a lovely personality as well. She's what you want to see, coaches like to see at the next level.
Yes, yes.
You know, that kind of understanding the coachability and the being that team player and doing things for the team, that's outstanding.
That's Michaela Daniels, the 5'7" junior. Two more years this year and next year to play for Frederick High School. 4 points for Kirsten Linthicum tonight. 7 points for Savannah Ridinger. 15 points for Rose Bubakar, the freshman that Michaela was just talking about. 16 points for Rihanna Hall. 5 points for Natalie Washington. For Thomas Johnson, which played very hard, Larry Goins has got to be proud of them because they never gave up. They were way behind, but they continued to fight. 2 points for Tiana Fitzgerald. 8 points for Shantae Whedon. 2 points for Augusta Camara. 15 points for Brianna Forbes, who got hot in the second half. 6 points for Daisha Reed. And 2 points for Simone Wamsley. So I don't know what you can take out of a game like that, but I think Larry Goins is going to try to look at the positive and look at how hard they worked.
Well, they had problems, and that was partly certainly Frederick's doing as far as the defense that they played. It's so tight man-to-man and the pressure in the backcourt. They struggled from the beginning to get the ball where they could get into their offense. Shots didn't fall. Passes went awry. And things were not going well. And then, you know, on top of that, you had all the fouls that they were committing. They had, you know, some key players in foul trouble. And that just makes everything really tough to come back when you're in that situation. And that one time during the second quarter, they're only down 6.
Yep.
And next thing you know, they're down 14 or 15. And just never able to recover from that.
You're right. That was right about midway through the second quarter. And that was definitely the turning point of the game. So Frederick with that win, 10-2. And TJ with the loss drops to 8-5. TJ will host Walkersville on Friday night. And the Frederick girls will be hosting Walkersville on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night.
Ooh, that'll be a good one. We'll get our gentleman in here.
Mike Chavez, new athletic director, took Steve Dibbs' job. You took Steve Dibbs' job, but we'll get you the headsets here. Too many papers here.
Mike, gotta turn the music up, you know? yes, sir.
Mike Chavez, the new athletic director here at Thomas Johnson. And how's it been going your first year? Your rookie year is...
Rookie year, yeah, it's been going great. You know, the guy that I had to follow in the footsteps left some pretty big shoes.
Oh, he's right over there.
I'm doing my best to make him proud of
me. He's a legend in his own mind and his own time, right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no, he did a great job. So I'm just I'm blessed to be here. It's awesome to be back. And I was here for 12 years as an assistant principal, and just enjoy the atmosphere of being here at TJ. It's awesome.
Well, let's say this is a big night for you. You got a lot of responsibility with a big crowd. Now they're filling up all four sections of the stands, which we don't see that often here anymore.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to see our student section, a lot of red out here today, and the Frederick fans and the TJ fans. And just it's a great atmosphere of getting TJ basketball back on the map. Now you get to see all the banners of the state championships. And I remember when I first came over the first year I was here and was able to go to the state championship game with Coach Dickman and watch them win that in my first year here. So it was just an awesome experience, and looking forward to getting back down there very, very, very quick.
And you got the programs coming back, and I'll talk about the winter programs now that you have. You have the wrestling, of course, and I don't know if you have swimming also.
Yep. We have boys and girls swimming, the wrestling team. We have indoor track, boys and girls indoor track, boys and girls basketball, and we also have unified bocce. We're doing all those sports right now.
Wow.
Including our cheerleading team. We've got varsity and JV cheerleading team.
Now, the athletic director is got to be one of the busiest jobs that there is because you're responsible for all these.
Well, his position has changed this year. It's a pilot program. I was going to ask you, Mike, here at TJ and Frederick, there's a change up in the responsibilities. And Mike, how's that going? I know, give everybody a little indication of what added responsibilities you have other than just taking care of the athletic programs.
Yeah, it's called the full title is Coordinator of Athletics, Extracurricular Activities, Facilities, and Campus Improvement.
So well, that's a lot. In the title is a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I have an 8.5 by 10 business card. We couldn't get it on one of those little ones, so I've got one of the real big ones. But it's exciting. And, you know, it's a dynamic job, so it changes every day. So it's just kind of the athletic piece, but also coordination of the use of the facilities, the upkeep of the campus, making sure everything is running right. You know, with the change in the weather, it's rooms being too hot, rooms being too cold. It's just, you know, all those different things. But I'm enjoying it. I've loved doing it. It's been a good change for me. So, you know, it's been awesome for me.
Well, this is going to be kind of a night where you can have some fun, too. Even though a lot of responsibility, but just now you got the boys' game coming up and people anticipating that. It's a good brand of basketball.
Absolutely.
Here at TJ.
Yeah, our guys have been playing very, very well. Excited to see how they do tonight against Frederick. I know Frederick's going to have a good team. And, you know, when you get to the inner city, this intra-city game, you kind of throw the records out the door and you just, whoever shows up to play. So it's going to be a good game.
And the team's out here warming up now. And we want to thank you for coming over and talking to us. And good luck. I want to hold you. I know you got a lot of responsibility here. And Mike Chavez, new athletic director at Thomas Johnson High School.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
He's got a lot of things, a lot of responsibility there.
On the run.
He said the business card was huge. But Mike Chavez, the new AD here at TJ. We will take a break. We've got, so our producer knows, we've got 9 minutes to tip off here. 9 minutes to tip off in the boys' game, Frederick and TJ. So we will take a break and come back with more. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.